This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now, this is episode 189. This is Spider-Man Far From Home from 2019. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Far From Home?
So, funny story, Homecoming, I saw twice at the theater, and then I have seen since. No Way Home, I saw twice at the theater. Far From Home, I saw this one time at the theater, and I have not watched it since. So, it's been since 2019 in the theater, the last time I saw it.
This is going to be a hot take on this one. I did not see this movie on my rewatch of Spider-Man.
Oh, you skipped it.
I skipped it. And there's a reason why I skipped this movie. Okay. I do not like this movie. So we're going to be talking about it. And I watched it for today. Sure. I watched it for the podcast. But there's going to be a reason why I do not. I suffered. Yes, I suffered through it. And why did I suffer through it? You guys are going to find out in a few seconds why I suffered through it. But before that, let's check out if the critics in the audience suffered through Far From Home from 2019. Nate, well, hit those numbers.
If this is a hot take, if your take is a hot take, it might be because of this. Because this baby got a 90% critic score and a 95% audience score. Ooh. 95. Now, I'll be honest. It's very surprising that the 95 audience is the 90 critics is not, because especially with Spider-Man, but the MCU movies generally get good reviews. You have a couple in there that are like in the 60s, like the new Thor and Eternals. But other than that, they're always like super high. So that's not. But 95 from audience for this movie, a little weird. But I don't know. You know, we'll see if your take is a hot take, because maybe I don't love it that much either. I mean, again, I haven't watched it since in the theater. So we'll see.
Again, this is the point that I like about the podcast, is because these critics are so high on these damn movies and audience. Yeah. But it's always our personal opinions on these films. Did we enjoy it amongst those numbers? Well, we're going to find out right now, because you're going to get into the main character, which again is Tom Holland coming back as Peter Parker / Spider-Man.
All right, now last time I gave him a 5, and you know what I'm gonna give him this time? A 5. Because because none of my issues with this movie are Peter Parker, like, as a character. I actually that he got some new things to deal with. He's still in high school. This is the Nate checklist, right? We've been over this. This is our freaking 6th Spider-Man movie, or however many we've watched. I love the high school stuff. He's still in high school, even though this takes place after Endgame, which means they were all blipped to dust and came back. So he was basically dead and now is back. The Earth is different, right? The kids who were like in middle school are now in high school, and he's got, you know, so there's school drama he got to deal with. This movie's on a school trip, which I never got to go on an awesome school trip when I was a kid, but or in high school. But if I did, it would have been the time of my life. So I love they get to go to Europe and stuff. I love that. I like the MJ storyline in this. I do. I like their dynamic. It's good. I think it's good. They have good chemistry. You know, they date in real life, so maybe that helps. She's similar to how she's in the first movie, but now you could see she's opening a little more because she likes him. So now there's that, you know, she's now being, she wears a dress in one scene instead of always being so like grungy looking, you know what I mean? So I like that. And then he got to deal with new things, you know, Iron Man is, Tony Stark is dead. So now people are looking to him to be like the new. And so I like all that teenage stuff that they do with the character. And again, as Spider-Man, I think he's great. I really don't have any problems with his Spider-Man portrayal. So I gave him a 5. I don't have any problems with his performance or with the way what the character goes through. I like the arc that he has in this movie. So I'm fine with it. It's a 5.
I will say this. When it comes to my hate, it's not my main Spider-Man. Because I like Spider-Man. I gave him a 5 also. Yeah. He is Spider-Man. There's nothing I can do to it. He is Peter Parker. He is Spider-Man. He is still young. I mean, this took years over. I mean, it took 2 years later, right? Because 2017 was Homecoming.
So this was made. It was made like 2 years later, right?
Yeah. And he still looked young. So
yeah. He's only a year older than the movie. There. He's supposed to be 16 now instead of 15.
I thought it was amazing. I'm not going to go all crazy and go why. I liked him. He fits the bill. He's amazing as Spider-Man. Nate said everything, so I'm not going to jump on it because we're going to get to where I want to get to is the main villain. Oh. Let's get to it. I gave it a 5 in terms of the main Spider-Man, a main character. Yeah. Nate gave it a 5 also. Let's get right into the main villain, of course, Mysterio. Okay. Yeah.
So I may be less harsh than you. We'll see. I'm judging off the vibes here.
Judge the vibes.
But I don't have a very high score either. I have issues with this villain, and there's things I like, so I'll talk about those really quick, and then there's things I don't like. Like, I love the way he looks. As far as choosing this villain, like Mysterio, well, one, I like the choice. I do like the choice of Mysterio. Like, that is another one. You know, they used Vulture in the first movie. Now they're going Mysterio. They're not going with the same old, which is cool. So I like the choice of Mysterio. I like the way he looks. I think they nailed it with the helmet, with the fog in it. You can't see his face. I like the costume. I like the green. Like, I like the powers, the way they look. The powers. Yeah. I like the way they look. The green. And, like, it visually is pleasing. I also, last thing I like is I do like the casting of Jake Gyllenhaal. I think he's a good actor.
Yeah.
So I like him. Okay. Now, on the negatives. Once again, now, this is the second straight movie that we get a villain who is just a Tony Stark villain. The first, Vulture's mad because Tony Stark fired him, so he's stealing all this stuff and building all the... Okay, he's bitter. This guy, Tony Stark fired us. We're all bitter. It's like, okay, none of these villains really have a problem with Spider-Man until they have a problem with Spider-Man. I kind of don't like that aspect of it. Like, every other villain before this, it was just Spider-Man that they want to get rid of because he's interfering or whatever the case, right? Even some of them had Harry, he had a personal vendetta against Spider-Man. You know, none of this is personal with these guys. They're mad at Tony Stark, who's now dead, by the way. These guys are still mad at him, even though he's fully dead. They can't just move on with their lives. It's sour grapes, and I'm not a big fan of sour grapes villains. He fired us. He called my technology barf. It's like, oh my God, it's so wimpy. I'm not crazy about it. Also, this guy has no powers. It's all the real villain in this movie is drones, which was a problem I had the first time I watched it, which is maybe why I didn't rewatch it. Do they lead to some cool visuals? 100% yes. I do like when that he first fights Spider-Man, the one where it ends with him getting hit by the train. Like, I like the way a lot of that looks. It's cool, but I wish Mysterio did that because he actually had some sort of powers. You know what I mean? If he was like a Doctor Strange type where he can actually do these things, and I'd give him a 4.5, maybe a 5, you know? But because he's a whiny guy who's mad that he got fired and it's just drones that are doing all the work, and it's a production, it's a show. So I fell in the middle. I gave him a 3. I think I like how he looks. I do like at the end what he ultimately ends up. He does cause a problem for Peter Parker, which I gave a bonus point. It would have been a 2. I gave him a bonus point. He outed him. He made him look like a bad guy and told her. Just for that, I get him to the 3. But otherwise, probably a 2 in general. I don't really like Mysterio that much.
Well, you know what? That doesn't even help him in this one. Okay. I gave him a flat 1.
Okay. Tell us.
I do not like this villain at all. Actually, I'm not even calling him a villain. Okay. He's not even a villain. He didn't do shit, to be really honest. He didn't do shit. I hated this when I saw this the first time. I hated it when I saw it the second time. And I definitely hate it on the rewatch. I do not like villains like this. And I'm telling you right now, people, I hate villains that hide behind technology and makes them look superior. And then when they fight the damn hero, they get their asses kicked in 2 seconds. I hate it. I just hate it. And it's not because of comic books. Because when this movie came out, there was another movie that came out and I hated it too. And I said, oh no. And that's The Invisible Man.
Oh, okay.
That pissed me off even more. Because I'm a big fan of those Universal monsters. See? So when I went to see it, I was like, oh yeah, this is cool. And when I found out it's a fucking suit, I said, I said, this is fucking doo-doo dumb. I said, I don't even want to talk about it. And when I hear talking about that, but it was the same technology as that.
Right.
But manipulating the environment to see what you want to see. And the problem with that is, how can you develop a love-hate relationship where all he wanted was those stupid glasses? Like, that was his main goal, was just to get Tony Stark's glasses. And I was like, okay, fine. How's he going to get it? Well, let's just fake a hero where everyone's going to see. And I'm like, this is so fucking dumb. Like, to me, it's so dumb. And we're going to talk about his storyline. Yeah. But it's just, I get so frustrated because it's like 2 hours and something minutes that I sat down and there was artificial fucking things that was going on. And it's like, it just mind boggling. In terms of Jake Gyllenhaal, he was a great Mysterio. I agree. I'm not taking that away from him. He was amazing. A great actor. I like him. I like him a lot, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yes, the performance was excellent, but the character was so weak. The same with the Mandarin. Mandarin was mad cool in the trailer, right? He was just like, Mr. President, if you don't do this. And next thing you find out, he's like, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'm an actor. And you're like, what the fuck? It's the same thing with this. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Tony Stark firing
him. He called his father.
Right? Oh, yeah. He was like, hey, Gary, remember what Tony Stark did to you? And then you see Tony Stark, you know, he built his reactor with scraps in a cave. And I was just like, what? Right? Yeah. So it's like, for me, it's like, that's not motivation, because this is something that I was telling you from Homecoming. A lot of people did not like the Spider-Man because it was the Iron Man story, pretty much. This is not Spider-Man. This is nothing to do with Spider-Man. I like Vulture. I think he's a way better villain than Mysterio because he was actually a villain in a suit fighting Spider-Man, right? But in this case, it's like, you're right. We got two movies that it's all about Tony Stark's.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. This is called Spider-Man.
Right.
And like, nothing like, it just frustrates me. And it was sucks. You're right. I love this suit. I loved when he did the CGI thing. I was like, this is actually really fun. This is really cool. But when I found out, and when I really found out the first time watching it, that it was just a fake hologram, I was heated. Oh, man, you can ask my wife. I was
pissed. You know
what
else doesn't make sense?
Like, no way.
Two, now that I think about it, you know, at the end, in the end fight, Spider-Man is like in the hologram, right?
Yeah.
But how come when the other things were happening, no one else was in the hologram? Like, if the hologram's all around them, how come?
It's a plot hole.
Yeah, how come it's he can be inside of it and no one else can be inside of it?
No, especially his boy, his, what's his friend? The
Happy?
Oh, what the hell's his name?
Or Ned?
No, not Happy. The Ned and his girlfriend were in the middle of the hologram. Right. And they
still look like a hologram.
Yeah. Which is a plot hole. You got buildings collapse. Again, there was a lot of things. Oh, we got to talk about a story. We got to talk about, because there's just a lot of things that just, main villain, I'm going to give it a one because honestly, it's not a main villain. It is what it is. All he wanted was sunglasses.
Yeah.
That basically, fine. If people want to be like, oh, you're being really harsh, I'm going to be fucking harsh because they mind fucked me on this one. And I didn't like it. I didn't like that one. But with that said, let's get to action sequences.
They're cool. They are cool. I think they look really good visually. I wish that these big elemental monsters were actually somehow the villains. The big lava fire guy looks cool. The water guy looks cool. The last one that looks like a freaking demon with smoke. And like, they look cool. The action scenes in this one are way bigger than the first movie as far as like destruction. And like, they're really large. I'm still only giving it a 4 because you know me. I just, these superhero movies, unless they do something really different than each other. And this is just big CGI monsters. So it's cool. They do look cool. I think the CGI is really good. Again, my favorite kind of action or fight is that one where he's just Peter Parker and he's like falling through the glass and there's the smoke all around. And then that one was the most intriguing to me. And it's like barely a fight, really. It's just him getting tossed around and stuff. But if Mysterio actually had the ability to do this and it wasn't drones, would have been way more awesome. As such, I still give it a 4. The action, like Peter Parker to me, is not the fault of the movie. It's not the action. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah, look, when it comes to action, I enjoyed it a lot. I could talk all the crap I want about the villain. When it comes to action, this sucker delivered on the action. Way more than the first one. Mm-hmm. This had more action than the first one. I gave it a 4.5. This has really good action sequences. Even the last fight when he's inside the dome and he's jumping and it was a lot of repetitive there, but I enjoyed it. It was really fun. Very video game aspect there. I did like the other scenes also with him doing the fighting. Again, it's all CGI hologram crap, which is annoying. Most of the fights is all CGI, which is kind of annoying as hell, but they look good. And I'm not going to take it away because it's holograms. It actually looked good. Him saving that whole scene in the beginning when he's in Italy and he's like webbing around the building and he's wearing the mask on.
Oh, yeah, like the masquerade mask.
To hide his face. Yeah. Yeah, the masquerade mask. I liked it. I was like, you know what? This is actually really cool. One thing that Marvel does very well with the Spider-Mans is that the action sequences do feel like a comic movie. Like, regardless of how much we hate the whole villain thing, that sequence looked really good, man. Even with the water monster coming out, you see him swinging, and he's in the black suit with the fire one. And I was like, yo, this is really cool. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it kudos. I'm not going to hurt the movie as much because it actually delivered on action. And that's what we're here for, and that's the category. Gave it a 4.5 because it did actually a good job on that storyline.
All right. So, again, this might be one where you go a little more harder than me, but I don't. There's a lot of, again, there's things I like, things I don't like. Most of the stuff I like, I kind of mentioned with Peter because I like all the Peter Parker stuff. I like the relationship with MJ. I like all the stuff when it's just they're on the school trip and it's kind of a comedy. I think one thing these movies nailed is the high school comedy type stuff. It works for me. I love high school movies in general. And so that stuff works pretty well. I like Ned. I actually like the little storyline with his friend and the girl, with Ned and the girl. I thought that was funny, you know, where he's like, you know, we were going to be bachelors. And then as soon as they land, he's like, oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend now. Yeah. I thought that was funny. Like, that was well done. Yeah. So I like the Peter stuff. And I do like the very end of the movie. I thought that was a good way to end it. I like that him and MJ, they get together. It wasn't, you see, they did the whole romance, but they don't overdo it. It's just enough. It's in and out. Quick, we don't got to be too dramatic. Perfect, great. Okay, now, downsides. One, what I just mentioned, I don't understand the hologram thing. So, to my knowledge, the hologram, the drones make the holograms, and the drones are the ones blowing stuff up. Like, they're shooting the buildings, they're shooting the bridges, they're blowing the crap up. But, like, I just feel like if that happened right next to somebody, if you could be inside of the hologram, if he can be inside and see, then everyone should be able to do that if they are within a certain area. And it seems like that's not the case. So that's kind of weird. I don't really like, oh, there's another thing I don't like with Nick Fury. I hate that it's, what are they, the Kree or whatever? Is that what they are? Isn't that the Kree? With the aliens? The ones at the end credits.
Yeah, the Kree.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I hate that. I hate that. I think it's dumb. Him and like Maria Hill and Samuel Jackson the whole time are just the Kree. Pretty dumb. I don't understand why they did that. It still hasn't paid off. I think maybe in Secret Invasion or something, they'll do something with it. But, you know, it's 3 years later now and it's still really no reason for that. Plus, he felt shoehorned in. Like, Tony Stark felt natural in Homecoming. And the one we're doing next week, I feel like Doctor Strange felt natural in No Way Home, like the reason he's there. Nick Fury's just in this so they can have an MCU guy in it. And it feels the most forced out of all of them. So I didn't really like that. And again, we talked about the villain. I hate the whole little group of people that are all, they're all in on it and all this kind of stuff. And they're all just former Tony Stark people. I gave it a 3. I definitely think it's the weakest storyline out of, gosh, I mean, maybe all the Spider-Man movies. Like, I was the least invested in this. I'm not saying it's the worst of all them, but the storyline is the least like engaging to me for the most part. Yeah. So I gave it a 3.
I will say this. I know a lot of people are going to listen to this and go, oh, he's going to rip this one a new one. I gave it a 3 also. I thought it was a good storyline. And the reason why is because this is part of an entire timeline that's connected.
Right.
If this was a solo movie, I would have fucking gave this a low ass score because I did not like the whole Mysterio crap. But everything you said is spot on. I did like all the Spider-Man stuff, when even with the Aunt May and Happy storyline. I like that. It was awesome. Thought that was good. Him with Mary Jane, awesome. Ned and the girl, awesome. Even the teachers were funny.
Yeah, I agree.
They were funny. Even Flash. What's up, Flash Mob? We're here in Germany. Yeah,
I love when he punches him, when he knocks him out, when he won't give him the glasses.
Oh, the glasses. And,
and knocks him out. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So I thought it was good. I was like, you know what? Those things were fun. I agree with you. The Nick Fury and Maria Hill, I like Maria Hill a lot. And I do like Nick Fury. The most underutilized characters in the entire MCU franchise.
For sure.
You could, right? 100%. Like, we have like 20-something movies and we still have not got a Nick Fury movie at all. Which makes no damn... And I know he would make not tons of money, but if you write a good story with Nick Fury, I think you will have a lot of people to go to the theater to back it up. Like, you know what? He's really the face of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. They never even gave
him. He should get a prequel.
Love.
Like, how it shows how he came up or something. Like, Black Widow got a prequel.
I agree.
He should get a prequel. I think that would work.
Yeah. Like, year one of S.H.I.E.L.D. So at least you can see him with the patch in the eye, and then you can see whatever happens
I'm there
from
for
there. Yeah, I agree with you. That would be fun. But yeah, very underutilized, those two characters. Jake Gyllenhaal, again, I like him as an actor, but that character just stunk. And it was just so weird that the machine told him, if you take off this protocol, you're going to get shot.
Right.
During the battle. And he goes, I don't care. Shoot Spider-Man. And what happens? He gets shot. And I was just like, that's so. And I know you don't like this. And I know for a fact, I could be wrong, but you always hate movies with coincidence, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know you said that a lot.
The conveniences. I hate that.
Yeah. But that was very like up your alley, right? Like, because he says, you know, the computer tells him, if you shut this off, you're going to get shot. And then 2 seconds later, he got shot and gets the kill.
Well, I thought he was maybe doing that so he could be a martyr, so he can like blame it all on Spider-Man. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of dumb. If he was trying to live at all, it was very dumb. I mean, I don't know if he was just, or not.
It's just pretty
dumb. He sent out a message from beyond the grave. Like, how do you do that? How do you hack into that? How'd he send that? He sent it before. He sent it before when he was alive.
No. Remember, the guy was in the computer while he was hacking.
Oh, you think it was
remember,
the other he was guy. Hacking the free.
The guy who was in the cave with scraps.
I love that.
That guy. Bridges. Yeah. It's just so. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline that fits the entire timeline overall.
So overall, I gave it a 3.5. A 7 out of 10 is where my brain goes. It's good. Yeah. It's not a bad movie. It has a pretty lame villain. Now, this is not the first Spider-Man movie to have a lame villain. So it's not like, you know, it's not like this is so rare. But I will say this is my least favorite of the MCU Spider-Mans. I know we haven't done next week's yet, but I can tell you right now, this is my least favorite one. Again, I didn't want to watch it again. I didn't rush out to see it again. I haven't watched it since I bought it on 4K. Like, I'm just never in the mood to watch this one. Homecoming, we did it for, I was like, oh, cool. I can't wait to pop that one back in. This one is just like, and you're right. It's so tied to the events in the MCU with the blip. Like, the whole beginning of the movie is them explaining, because this came right after Endgame.
The blip.
Yeah, so it's all about the blip, which I did like the morning announcements part. I thought that was hilarious, like, where they're showing it the in memory and they show the people who died. It's like Black Widow and Vision. Yeah. And funny. I think the humor gets me through this movie because I think it's funny. Those aspects work. The actual villain, Nick Fury. So it's a 3.5 for me. It's good, but it's just good.
I gave it a 3. Now, my question to you is, if this movie was never tied, let's just say Spider-Man, Tom Holland, was never tied into the MCU franchise, would you really think those numbers that they pulled out happen? I don't think it would.
No, because if Homecoming, because see, this is a sequel to Homecoming. So it's like, okay, if you take out Tony Stark, that whole story, like, it would be a totally different movie. So it's hard to say. I will say no, I don't think so. But if you had this same movie minus Nick Fury plus Mysterio, it could be really good if Mysterio had magic powers instead of tricks. But again, if it wasn't tied to MCU, it wouldn't be drones. It wouldn't be Tony Stark. So it might be better. You know what? It might be better if it wasn't tied to Tony Stark so much.
You might be right. It could be a better movie. I don't
think
the reviews
would be this much, but I think the movie, I might like it better.
It could be. I mean, it could have felt like a real Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, so far these first two, like, Spider-Man.
It's not.
They feel like Spider-Man movies featuring Spider-Man instead of pure Spider-Man movies, which the other ones had the advantage of, right? Because they're not tied to anything.
But right. And that's, remember, I told you that when we did Homecoming, I was like, the difference, like, I'm not putting this with the other two because it's not fair. I mean, the advantage of this Spider-Man is that he came in contact with all the heroes in that world, with Captain America.
I mean,
you know, he's friends with all these guys.
Look at it this way. Look at the first Iron Man, who has nothing to go off of. Look at the first Thor. What they have, like, Agent Coulson comes up. Like, it's very loose ties. Look at the first Captain America. Look at the first, you know, and then you look at the later ones and they have the advantage of having all this 20 other movies that already happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. And because of that, it feels like they lean on it. They lean on it a lot. And I get they want to tie the movies together, but there's not in these ones so far, there's not a lot of individual Spider-Man stuff. It just feels like the MCU's Spider-Man. And it is. But it can be slightly detrimental, even though I still enjoy the films.
That's what I want to say. Like, I'm not hating on the movie or nothing. I don't like this movie. I'm never going to go back to this movie. I just don't enjoy it as much as Homecoming.
Yeah.
But it does feel like an MCU where the other two franchises, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, they felt like their own Spider-Man movie. Like if I went to pick up a comic, this is the version that we're getting of Spider-Man. And I like that, to be really honest with you. This just felt like going, oh, okay, I'm going from Captain America to, oh, Spider-Man. The same, you know, the same shots, the same color, the characters are all in together. So,
yeah,
again, it could hurt or not hurt. So depends on wherever you want to land on, but it's okay. I gave it a 3 for overall. You gave it a 3 total points.
The total for me, that comes out to an 18.5. It's still good. It's still good, but it's definitely the lowest. I'll tell you that right now. We haven't done next week, but this is lower for me. So 18.5 total.
Yeah. I gave this a 16.5.
That's one of your lowest.
I don't
ones
know if it's
general.
The lowest.
I think for all the ones we've done, this might be like the lowest or one of them.
Yeah, it could be. But other than that, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
Okay, so of course, next episode, we will be starting our Liam Neeson month with a little bit of the old A-Team. Of course, a remake of old TV show from the 80s. We're going to be reviewing that. And then next week, we are wrapping up Spider-Man with Spider-Man No Way Home. The last one, eighth Spider-Man movie, right? There's 8 of them. Mm-hmm. We've done 7 already. And unlike the Roger Moore Bond films, these feel like they're flying right by. They feel like they're flying right by, to be honest.
And we're doing a bonus episode of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes. So
just for everyone.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're wrapping up Spider-Man next week. And then, of course, next episode will be Liam Neeson kickoff with the A-Team.
Yep. Other than that, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Think action movie guys. Head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix or go to our official website at www.geeksandflix.com. You want to join the Patreon and watch the behind the scenes of your favorite podcast, then go to www.geeksandflix.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.